This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Tiffany Ann Lukasiewicz, Appellant, decided January 28, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, NOM SD 38194 versus. Filed January 28, 2025. Tiffany Ann Lukasiewicz, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County, Honorable Gail L. Crane, Judge affirmed Tiffany Ann Lukasiewicz, defendant, appeals the decision of the trial court sentencing her to 3 consecutive life terms of imprisonment after a jury convicted her of second-degree murder under Section 565.021, 1 first-degree arson under Section 569.040, and first-degree domestic assault under Section 565.072. In 2 points on appeal, defendant argues that 1, the trial court erred in admitting defendant's interview with law enforcement because it violated her privilege against self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment because she had invoked her right to remain silent, and 2, the trial court erred in admitting defendant's 1, all statutory citations are to RSMO 2016, including, as applicable, statutory changes effective January 1st, 2017. 2 subsequent interviews with law enforcement because her Miranda 2 warnings were rendered ineffective when law enforcement violated her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in her first interview. Finding no merit in defendant's arguments, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Factual background and procedural history: defendant resided with her stepmother, stepmother, and father, father. On December 3rd, 2020, after seeing father with a cut on his face, defendant accused stepmother of beating father. Defendant then called the police, who spoke with all 3 individuals and subsequently left without making an arrest. Around 3:30 a.m. on December 4th, stepmother woke up and saw that her chair in the living room was on fire. She yelled, "Fire!" and went to where she normally kept the fire extinguisher, but it was no longer there. She then retrieved water from the kitchen and threw it on the fire, but the fire had gotten a lot bigger. As stepmother was going to her bedroom to get her phone to call 911, she saw defendant and father standing in the hallway. Stepmother then heard defendant and her twin sister outside yelling for father. Stepmother had no idea why twin sister would be at the house at such an early hour. The house had gotten very smoky, and stepmother tried to crawl toward father, who was still in the hallway, but the fire prevented her from reaching him. She found herself by the kitchen side door, at which point a police officer grabbed her and carried her out of the house. Stepmother suffered severe injuries from the fire. Father died in the fire. An investigation of the home after the fire led Teehee Fire Marshal to believe the fire was not accidental, but rather essed intentionally under suspicious circumstances. Outside of the home, law enforcement found a backpack and a laptop case containing various personal items belonging to 2 Miranda v. Arizona, 384 U.S. 436, 1966. 3 defendant located under defendant's open bedroom window. On December 8th, defendant voluntarily went to the Joplin Police Department to pick up her personal belongings. Officer Wes Massey requested an interview, and she agreed. When defendant returned the next day, December 9th, to pick up more of her personal belongings, Officer Massey administered Miranda warnings and recorded his interview with defendant. 3. Officer Massey informed defendant that she could decide at any time to exercise these rights, not answer any questions or make any statements. Defendant stated that the night of the fire, twin sister told her that stepmother had an ass-whooping coming to her. After Officer Luke Stahl joined the interview and asked defendant some questions, defendant told the officers she was overwhelmed. The following conversation took place between Officer Stahl and defendant. Officer Stahl, I have a feeling you know exactly what happened. Defendant, listen, stepmother was supposed to have her butt beat. Officer Stahl, and somehow that was going to affect the garage? Defendant, no, will you please stop? Officer Stahl, as long as it's the truth, I'll let you tell it to me. Defendant, will you stop? Officer Stahl, as long as you tell me the truth, I'll stop. Defendant, stepmother was supposed to have her ass beat, and I guess they were, setting a fire in the back. I don't know who they are. They were going to set a fire in the alley to cause a diversion to get stepmother out so she can get her ass beat and father wouldn't get hurt. Officer Massey testified that he did not threaten defendant or promise her anything during the interview, and nothing in the record indicates that law enforcement threatened or deceived defendant or even raised their voices during the interview.